Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, July 2nd, 2021. Today he is addressing our need to be mindful, to be present. You do not need to do anything to move into wakefulness. You just need to be. You are all, every sentient being without any exceptions, firmly established on your personal paths to awakening. Even though there is only the one experiences itself differently through each of you as you follow your individual paths to awakening. None of those paths are accidental, unintended, or inadvertent. Each of you very carefully chose the paths that you are now following towards the grand awakening because you wanted to be as helpful as you possibly could be by proffering and portraying an uplifting and inspiring demonstration of the awakening process to those with whom you would interact during this lifetime as a human in form. And every one of you, without any exceptions, is doing precisely what you plan to do as you designed and set up the human life path that you are presently following quite brilliantly. Do not be concerned by the seeming worldwide chaos and confusion presently affecting all of humanity, which is also, of course, affecting you. It is all a major aspect of the awakening process, so perfectly designed and being implemented in every moment by Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, all that is. When you experience any sense of inadequacy or overwhelm, remind yourselves that all is divinely taken care of, that there are no accidents, all that occurs is divinely intended to lead you safely and most expeditiously home to reality, your eternal home from which you have never, not even for an instant, departed. The illusion of life in form, which you constructed to experience separation, was brilliantly designed for the purpose that you intended, namely to totally convince you that each one of you, each sentient being who had taken form, was totally separate from each other and from your source, from God, and that intent has been achieved. However, now is the time to awaken from that dream, that unreal state which seems to have held you in its thrall for so long, feeling lost and abandoned, where your physical forms are seemingly always in danger of being damaged or destroyed at any moment. Reality, where you have your eternal existence in every moment, is eternal, everlasting, and nothing could be more terrifying than to experience an intense and powerful sense that it could be terminated, and yet that is what you chose to experience. And because you identify so firmly with the forms in which you are experiencing life, the thought of damage or destruction occurring is terrifying. Your divine beings, eternally at one with Source, and although while in form it seems to you that you are all separate, individual, even trivial little beings, you do know deep within yourselves that your true state is at one with Source. Therefore the seeming reality of separation can be nothing less than extremely terrifying, because to be separate, even if it were possible, would mean that death was real, a permanent and eternal termination of your existence with one with Source. You are beings of love, but as beings in form you are basically unaware of the love that envelops and embraces you in every moment. So within you there lies an intense and terrifying fear of being unloved, without love, and so you are forever seeking love from others. When it seems that you have found it, your spirits are raised, and when it is found to be unreal and impermanent, you become very disillusioned. That sense of disillusionment is an essential aspect of your awakening process. It shows you that the love you receive from another being in form, while uplifting and inspiring while it lasts, is temporary. Either you will become disenchanted with one another, or one of you will die, leaving the other alone and bereft. The unsatisfactoriness of that sense of incompleteness is what moves you to seek oneness, God, love, and moves you forward towards your awakening. So I am here to remind you yet again that you are not alone, abandoned, lost, or unloved. that can never happen because you were created in the likeness of God for eternal joy as eternal beings, and that, of course, can never change. Time is unreal, although while you live lives in form, it appears to be very real, whereas the only real facet of it is the eternal moment of now. While in form, with only your very limited intellectual abilities to help you to understand yourselves and the world around you, to accept that statement as true presents you with an enormous paradox, as you appear to experience time as the past, the present, and the future, with no way of reversing its flow. Modern scientific research is starting to uncover indications that time is flexible, not constant, as you have always considered it to be, and this is extremely unsettling for those who hold fixed beliefs about the nature of the universe and how it must have come into being. Therefore, I ask you to relax in the knowing that there is only now, even though as humans in form you are continuously experiencing the flow of time. The flow of time is a concept that is a major aspect of the unreal environment that you constructed to allow you to experience separation. And time does separate events, people, and relationships very successfully, as you are all well aware. Humanity's awakening will release you from the seeming inflexibility or constancy of time. Instead, you will become fully aware of the completeness of now. And in the recognition and understanding of time as a concept or aspect of the illusion, you will find yourselves free, unburdened by the feelings or beliefs that you have not enough time for all that you have to do in any given day, week, month, or year. You will then be delighted to discover that you do indeed have time to smell the roses. Therefore, as you continue to move most purposefully forward through your awakening process, slow down and be mindful in every moment of what you are doing in that moment. Taking a step, opening a book, reading a door, going to work, worrying about some future event. The actuality of what you are doing, seeing and hearing, and thus being present and self-reflective more and more of the time. When you do this, you will find meaning in activities that previously seemed meaningless, other than as a way to complete some other task or activity, and your sense of lack of time or not enough time will dissolve. You will then find yourselves feeling more at peace, more content with the actual flow of life that you are experiencing. Your feelings of stress will reduce, and you will start to enjoy the moment instead of expectantly and perhaps impatiently waiting for the next and the next and the next. Life is meant to be enjoyable, inspiring, and uplifting, but because most humans are trained to focus their attention on their bodily needs and desires, much of their lives pass them by as they wait for an event or a meeting in a state that is unaware of the present moment, apart from the sense that it is unsatisfactory and needs to pass. This is unfortunate because the present moment has so much to offer when you choose to be mindfully present as it happens. Therefore, focus on the now, because that is where you can always experience reality, and it is into reality that you are awakening. And, of course, everyone can and does choose where to focus their attention, even if they choose not to focus and allow the dream or the illusion to distract them from the awareness of life. All who are in form as humans are on their path to awakening, but all have free will, thus allowing people to pay attention and be aware of the flow of spiritual nudges offering them intuitive insights to assist them in moving forward, or to ignore those nudges and remain fully engaged with the unreal. All of you reading this message have already chosen to awaken, and so you will. And as you set the intent to live lovingly, whatever arises, others who are just becoming aware that they are spiritual beings having a temporary experience in form will be drawn to you because of the light that you are emitting, and their presence, in your presence, will uplift and inspire them and you, as you, just as you planned, before your present incarnation, by your loving present, help them enormously as they search for meaning and direction on their spiritual paths. You do not need to do anything to move into wakefulness, you just need to be. So be who you are, Let go of any masks or disguises that you have felt it necessary to wear as you have dealt with your daily human lives, and allow the beauty and light that you are to shine forth. That is why you are here. Let go of any fear of others' negative judgment or disapproval, and be, because you can be no one else, and because that is your spiritual task. And therefore you are totally capable of undertaking it and bringing it to a most glorious conclusion. Remember, you are never alone, so ask your support team in the spiritual realms to assist you whenever you encounter any difficulties or feel in any way lost or alone, and they will respond instantly with precisely the guidance or wisdom that you need in that moment, and you will feel their loving presence. In fact, make a point of delighting in your tasks, because only you can do them. They are an essential aspect of the awakening process, and you deserve to take joy in your holy mission. Your loving brother, Jesus.